am grateful.
We are very fortunate that this very sacred day of Ekadashi, we have an opportunity to be associated with a very qualified Vaishnava like Srimad Bhakti Nilay Mangal Maharaj. Mangal Bhakti Nilay Maharaj ki. Perhaps since 50 years we are known each other. His Gurudev, His Divine Grace, Nitya Leela, Pravishtam, Vishnupa, Srimad Bhakti, Dait Madhava Goswami Maharaj. And my Gurudev, Nitya Leela, Pravishtam, Vishnupa, Srimad Bhakti, Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, they are each other God brothers, Satit. They were in very friendly terms. Also Swami Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, is their God brothers. So we know each other since about 50 years. Very senior and sincere Vaishnava. He is also very learned. I am not learned. He is much learned. And you know that how beautiful late kirtan. He will never try if he will sing, do kirtan for
hours.
8 hours. Hours and hours. Oh, you should see how
energetic he is.
Energetic and healthy. Vaishnavi. I have some greed to be like him. So, last date, we glorified Srila Baldev Vidya Bhushan, one of the pillars of our Gaudiya, whole Gaudiya
parampara.
And also Ganga Mata Thakurani. I also told something very little about Ganges, who came last day, yesterday, in this world, from Brahmalok, and how she was in Golok Vrindavan, I also. We can request, we ask this question, Mangal Maharaj, to give something to distribute some Harikatha. Because without association of very qualified Vaishnava, even we have some Shraddha, faith or Shraddha, we cannot go up, we cannot advance in Bhakti. So Harikatha is like water ice, water. Harikatha, Kirtan and Shraman, most essential. Also for Madhyam Adhikari, and this is the life and soul of Uttam Adhikari. Without Harikatha they cannot. So I request him to this some Harikatha so that he will be gain something.
Saraswati Vyasam Tatu Jayam Mudirai. With humble obeisances at the lotus feet of Maharaj Pujyapad Narayan Maharaj and the devotees present here and the holy audience. It is my proud privilege to come to see the Vaishnavas, you know. So I am very much thankful to myself that it is a proud privilege on the Ekadashi day observation. I am seeing so many Vaishnavas in my clear outlook. Very nice. Regarding devotees, Krishna sometimes said to Uddhava. See, Uddhava, devotees are so delighting to me that I know nothing without the devotees. As devotees also, they know nothing without the Lord Krishna. Sadhu hridayam madhyam, sadhu nam hridayam tuham. I am their heart, they are my heart. So this is so excellent, close exchange is there in between the Lord and the devotees. So there is nothing beyond I can conceive my devotees. Devotees is my all in all. Uddhava was surprising. So devotees so delighting to the Lord. How you love devotees, my Lord? How do you feel? Oh, what to speak of? I do not feel. Natatha priyatamo atma jyoni. I do not feel so favorite to me. My son who came out from the lotus navel, my lotus navel, Brahma came out first. He is first of the creation. My son, Brahma. He is not loving to me as the devotee. Na tatha ami priyatamo atma jyoni. Na sankara. On the same base, milk and the car, yogurt. On the same base of milk. Milk is Krishna and yogurt is secondary one, but on the same base, added some sour. Yogurt came. So, there is no gap also, if you could think. Hariya Rekatma. But not that. Yogurt will be coming to milk any time. Yogurt always in the second hand position from the milk. Milk is called Nirguna, normal. But little bit abnormality is there for some caused by something. But he is very much favorable to the Lord Krishna, Sankara. So he is also not so much delighting to me, not Brahma, not Shiva. So Uddhava was surprising us. He was becoming astonished. What Lord favor a devotee? What kind of? Na tatha ami priyatamo atma jyoni, na sankara, na so sankarsana, what to speak of? Sankarsan, my elder brother, who is me only, no difference, same roop, same prakash, same roop, me, Krishna, and same prakash, he is the second, I mean the me only, but on the same light level, you know, Sankarsan, Balaram, and Krishna play on the same light level, same. So, this kind of personality, undivided personality, he is also not so favorable, so loving to me. As devotees are so nice, as I feel devotees, so delighting. What to speak of? Nasri, even who has already taken shelter at my breast, all Lakshmis, maybe of Dwaraka, maybe of Vrindavan, concerts, they are also not so favorable, not so loving to me. artistic of Buddha. You are so much astonished thinking, I myself is also not so much loving to me as devotees are so nice to me, so delighting to me. A Sri, Naivatma. So what kind of, who is that kind of devotee, Prabhu? My Lord, who is that devotee? Yatha Bhavan, as you, Uddhav, you are so delighting to me. I love you so much. Because Uddhama's minister, friend, what not, everything. He was like Krishna, apparently also. Color also, everything. Like Krishna. Uddhav. So, Uddhav may be thinking, releasing in himself, that is, devotee's limit is there in me. I am in the limit, devotee's, limit of the devotee. Not beyond. May be thinking, may not be. But, anyway, they are continuing some days. That Krishna, as he heard regarding Vrindavan, that devotees there, they are very much feeling missing for Krishna all the time. They are pining away. They will be dying. They will die little bit, the days, tomorrow or day after. They will die. So they are acute feeling. Krishna felt all these things in his heart. He wanted Uddhav, Uddhav, please go to Vrindavan to console them. All my devotees there, they are pining away in want of me. You please go, you are my friend. So Uddhav had been there with the chariot. Chariot came from Dwarka to Vrindavan while sun was setting at that time. Gokul Mahavan you can call. That Bhopin saw from a distance some dazzling, some chariot has arrived just on the courtyard of Mother Yashoda. But that was nightfall. They could not come at that time. Nanda Yashoda, they received Krishna. Yeah, they thought that Krishna has come. My son has come. But actually Uddhu was like Krishna. He was Sarupa, you possibly heard. Sarupa, same kind of rupam, beauty he achieved in thinking of the Lord. So, my kid, my son has arrived. My son returned. Oh, very nice. Yashomati, she was mad after Krishna. Follow me? So, she performed aroti, thinking his son, thinking her son. Aroti kare nandarani, balaka mukha heri. Oh, my sweet son, this sweet face of my lad, Krishna, after a long time you have come. So, she was performing aroti. Aroti is with greatest attachment. She is showing, this is our system, custom of India, to show some, aroti, some pancha pradeep. So, and enter into, then she could come to understand that Uddhava also gave his own identification, that I am Uddhava has come. I am very friendly to Krishna. Okay. In that way, Uddhava was sent by Krishna to console the Brajavasins with Jnanam, with the knowledge, so that they will be pacified. Because they are so much troubled, so they will be pacified. That if they say, what is Jnanam? What is knowledge? He will be imparting to them. Then you see, this is unreal world. Everything will be lost. Nothing would be there surviving. Everything unreal. Body is unreal. Mind is unreal. All fictitious.
All this is, that is jnanam, bogus. This mind, all this, you'll be giving them this kind of lesson, so that they'll be thinking that everything is under the origin, anxiety is ultimately where to depart each other. So, not to lament for Krishna any time. They should be, they would be pacified. Just to give some lesson, unreality, lesson of unreality of this material world, all this material. So, Uddhav was sent for that only. But he was thinking, this is the preliminary thing. Vairagya, asceticism, this is called asceticism. This is nothing, bogus thing. By this asceticism, we cannot reach Krishna. But this is called jnana. Mayavadis, Shankarites, they think it jnana. Brahma sutta jagat mitta. Jiva brahma iva napar. The ultimate reality, brahma, jnana, and this world is falsehood. And jiva, this principle, jiva principle, they are brahma only. They are not brahma. So they will be annihilating in brahma ultimately. Pasabaddha bhavet jiva, pasamukta bhavet jiva. This kind of thoughts, very lowest kind of thoughts or renunciation is there, you can find in this jnanam. So Uddhav came to console them, but next morning all the gopis, they arrived there in the home of Mother Yashoda, and they, from a distance they saw, Madhubakitapabandhu, Bhagavat. You are the cheat, because they are so much absorbed in Krishna, overwhelmed, mad with Krishna, thinking, you have come, you cheat in the form of Uddhava, you have come, because they are not seeing anything except Krishna. Everywhere they are seeing Krishna around and beyond. Radhika, Rukta. What is Radha? That is, we see inwardly, outwardly, only Krishna. Jaha jaha netra pare, taha Krishna spure. Radha Krishna mohi prokta. Mohi means fully. She is seeing nothing but Krishna. Inward, outward. Radha Krishna mohi prokta. Radhika paradevata. Chaitanya Chaitanya giving the meaning. Krishna mohi. Krishna jar antar jahire. Jaha jaha netra pare, taha Krishna spure. Everywhere, from everywhere, they are seeing Krishna. Sarvatra Krishner mutti kare jhalamal. Clear eyes, large-sticken eyes, will be seeing Krishna only. There is nothing but Krishna everywhere. So they came and saw Uddhav, Krishna. And but because they are in the concerthood, like, very highest kind of concerthood, very much attached in Braja. Braja Bhumi is very much loving, love-dominated place. Love flowing all the time. Love-dominated. This material world, sad contrast, it is lust-dominated. It is capturing the conditioned souls. It is not love, adulterated love. That is called lust, self-centered activity. And they are God-centered. Love, love-dominated. So, they talked with, that Uddhav, very nicely it is in Bhagavatam, you will be seeing, addressing Madhubakitapabandhu. You are the friend of that Madhubak, that Krishna. You are the cheat. This is that kind of thoughts you should not think, that what they hear in this material world, we call some dacoit, we lumpot, we kidnapping the other human, etc. Lumpot. But that are very much shining in Krishna. This attachment, according to the attachment at the lotus feet of the Lord, all these warnings, like adjectives, are given to the Lord. Very nice. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Lampat. Oi Lampat. So Lampat means, in this material ground, it is very bad. But there it is very flowing, very luxuriant. Anyway, so very nicely, Gopi Gita, that chapter is called Gopi Gita Bhagavatam. Very nicely, in very many ways, they accused Krishna as well as Uddhava so long, because he told when Akrur took him away to Mathura for killing Kamsa, that time Krishna told, yes, I shall, tomorrow I shall be coming after killing Kamsa. I shall come. But so long after you are coming, they are thinking. But not Krishna, Uddhava. So, that kind of very nice scene, charming scene, seeing all these, Uddhava was enamored. Uddhava was enamored by the love of gopis towards Krishna. And Uddhava means Purushottam. Krishna is Purushottam. He is very friendly, close to Krishna. He knows him. No doubt was there that Krishna was the Lord. Lord of all lords. So, seeing the love for Krishna, what kind of thoughts he will be delivering, imparting to them? Oh, this world, this material world, this spiritual world, if there will be any kind of discrimination would be there? Any kind of discrimination would be there in his mouth to come, to console the gopis? The material thoughts, any kind of would be there to appease them, to console them? He was overwhelmed, seeing the love for Krishna. He could not speak anything before them. He could not teach them. But he, what actually we crave, love for Krishna. But this kind of love, what is cultivated here in Vrindavan, it is not there in Dwaraka. Not in me, because he sometimes released himself, oh, I am the limit of the devotees. But see what kind of devotees are here in Vrindavan Prasad for Krishna. So 1 month he was there. And he learned from the gopis how to love Krishna. They have got no tinge of lust in them, but fully they are reserved for Krishna. Their heart are all reserved for Krishna only. Well, Uddhava learned from them this kind of teachings he got. These kinds of learnings he achieved from the gopis. And after a month, when he was on the way to return to Dwaraka, he could not come living. He could not return, apparently. His heart was aching to leave these gopis, all this Vrindavan, Paraparnelia, all love dominated Paraparnelia. Cannot leave. So, but you have to leave for Dwaraka. It is essential. There are some other pastimes of the Lord waiting for him, to support him, to report him how the Brajavasins are here, passing their days without Krishna. So he was with some bandana, glorifying the gopis, Vande Nanda Brajas Trinam. Pavarenam avishnasa jasam haripatad gītam punāti bhuvanatrayam āsāmaho charnarenam jishāmahamsām brinnāvane timati gulmalatau sudhinām jāgustajam sajanam ārjapatham ca hitvā bhejir mukunda padavi sutinirvinigyām. This kind of lamenting tone is there. How can I leave Vrindavan? How can I leave all the associates of the Lord? Vande Nanda Vrajas Trinam. I all the time verify the feedback of the Nanda Braja, all the gopis, Padaduli, the feedback of the gopis. I pray that feedback will be coming unto me. But they will not be giving me feedback directly. But if I can take my bath in Vrindavan as creeper, as any kind of lowly humble grass, etc., then their feedback should come on my head, on my body, and I will purify myself. Nanda Nanda Brajas Trinam Pavarenam Abhishnasa. Not for that, I have come for the timely and I'm showing some respect, formalities. I'm glorifying the feedback of the gopis. No. Abhishnasa. Constantly, nirantar. All the time, wherever I stay, I'll be glorifying, I'll be aspiring after feedback of the gopins. Bande Nanda Brajas Trinam Pavarenam Abhishnasa. Constant. Jasam, why? Why will be glorifying the feedback of Nanda Braja? Because they know Harikatha. I do not know any Harikatha. Krishna deceived me that you are the topmost of the devotees. Krishna deceived me. This humbleness is there. Humbleness should be there. Who are cultivating Harikatha, who are cultivating love for Krishna, humbleness is their ornament. It is their, that is adorning their body, mind, soul, humbleness. Our Mahaprabhu also told, Tinadati Sunikena, Taraniva Saishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Humbleness is the only ornament, asset of the cultivators, those who are cultivating love for Krishna. Not proud, Dambha, Darpa, Vima. No, humbleness should be there. So, humbleness. More than grass, humble, be humble more than grass. Tinagupi sunikena. More humble. Don't put so much logic to the gurus, Vaishnavas, any kind of elderly persons, husband, you know, that parents, all those are, you know, elderly brothers. Don't put so much logic. If you put logic, then your association will be lost. No, that is not in our scripture. Do, please be humble before the husband, before the, you know, elderly persons, guru, Vaishnava, be humble. Then you will relish Krishna prem. Be humble more than grass, blade of grass. Be more fearing, more forbearing than tree. Tree is the embodiment of humbleness, you know. Forbearance. Tolerant trees. Embodiment of all tolerant trees. So be like a tree or more than a tree. Taroriva, taroroti. Both are there. Taroriva saishnuna. And omanina manodena. And do give honor to others. Do honor others. And don't ask anything honor for your own self. And then you will be chanting the name of the Lord. Then you will be releasing the name of the Lord. Otherwise not. So Uddhav, he got the treatment so nicely from the gopins and their behaviors. He could not but utter this bhas, Bandi Nanda Brajas Trinam Pavarenu Madhiksnasa Jasam Harikatha Vigitam Punati Bhuvanatran. Because those who are humble, they know Harikatha. They know how to relate, how to narrate Krishna. Krishna and the narration, no difference. Name and the name, no difference there. So we can narrate if we be so humble. And second one, I shall finish it. excuse me. Because we may see you again or not, I do not know. It is very kind enough. You know, that Pujyapad Narayan Maharaj has given me the chance to speak before the devotees. I am very much indebted to him. So, that second one, Asa Maho. Okay. Asa Maho Charan Renum Jusa Mahang Sam বৃন্দাবনে কিমপি গুল্ম লতৌ সুধীনাম যাদুষ্টজম সজনম আর্যপথম চিত্তা ভেজুর মুকুন্দ পদবী শ্রুতিভীর বিমিজ্ঞাম হাউ নাইস টু থিঙ্ক অফ উদ্ধব আটার সি গ্লোরিফাইং বৃন্দাবন গ্লোরিফাইং গোপীজ অসামহ চরণ রেণু দিস ইজ মাই লাস্ট হোপ ইটার্নাল হোপ দ্যাট ইফ আই উড বি এনি টাইম বি কৃপার ইন বৃন্দাবন অসামহ চরণ রেণু জুষামহংসাম বিকজ আই ওয়ান্ট টু সার্ভ দি ফিট ডাস্ট অফ দি গোপীজ নট ডাইরেক্টলি ফিট বাট দি ফিট ডাস্ট অফ দি গোপীজ অ্যাজ আওয়ার প্রভুপাদ ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী ঠাকুর আটার সাম টাইম ডিউরিং টাইম অফ ইস পাসিং অ্যাওয়ে ফ্রম দিস মেটেরিয়াল প্ল্যানেট সি মাই ফ্রেন্ডস অল মাই অ্যাড্রেসিং হিজ ডিভোটিস মাই ফ্রেন্ডস বিপদ উদ্ধারণ বান্ধব দ্যাট আই ওয়াজ ইন দি ফলেন ডিচ ইউ অল হ্যাভ কাম টু রিজারেক্ট মি ফ্রম দি ফলেন ডিচ হোয়ার